Hi, I'm Kirill Gavriluk. I work on Azure Platform Team, responsible for mobile backend capabilities in Azure. Today, you learned about Power Apps. It's a great platform that enables anyone, any non-developer, to create great enterprise mobile apps. However, many apps will continue need to be native. It's just a fact. And Power Apps includes wealth of capabilities to build great native enterprise mobile apps as well. Power Apps includes App Service. Azure App Service, it's an integrated app platform, which in its turns includes a number of mobile backend capabilities for enterprise mobile apps. In addition, Power Apps offers you an API management plane that gives you connections to a variety of SaaS applications, as well as allows your enterprise to publish your APIs to be used by anyone within the enterprise and giving you consistent management experience. All of these APIs, we made it very easy to consume from mobile apps. Here's how. So mobile app capabilities within Power Apps offer you a variety of features. You can connect to a variety of the SaaS APIs or SQL Azure or SQL on-premises or Oracle databases. All of these data connections are available, include a data sync functionality, so you can build native apps that work offline and able to connect to any of those data connections and sync when connectivity is present. We offer you native SDKs for Objective-C, Swift, Java for Android, managed for Windows, as well as cross-platform frameworks like Xamarin or Cordova. There are wealth of other mobile backend capabilities that are included in Power Apps, as well as connectors, and you can extend them with your custom code and run on your app service environment, also included in Power Apps. So let's take a look at the demo that you might have seen already as part of Scott Hanselman's presentation, and let's dig in how it's done. So Scott Hanselman had this idea of enhancing his existing app and helping Oregon Volunteers Organization finding bricks on the courthouse that were dedicated to donors that earlier donated money. So those bricks are on Courthouse Square. And hence, Scott's already published an API using Power Apps. And here I have a Bricks API. And you can see that I have a plethora of other APIs that my organization can now use and consume from my native apps. Here, my native app that I built for this organization. And let's take a look at it in action. I have here I'm already authenticated as Scott, and I have a set of requests for me to go find brinks on the square, take photos, and submit them back so that donors can see the photos of their brinks and access them on the website. So here I have Scott Hanselman's grandmother. I can go check, and I can find that brick. Let's imagine that I found it. I'm going to take a photo of it. Now this is an emulator, so the photo may not be exactly the brick, but I have a photo. Notice that all of this action is happening offline. The app is not connected to the internet. And if I go back to my main list, I see that I have some changes pending to be synced. I'm going to refresh and sync those changes to the backend. And now I have supplied the image, and the image is now synced, as well as all the information about the brick, jeans brick, is now synced to the backend. Now let's take a look what's happening on the backend. Now this app is talking to, as you can see, to Bricks API. That same API that Scott showed was consumed from Power Apps Player. It's also being consumed from a native app. And I can easily manage it using Power Apps. And this app uses native SDK for Xamarin in this case, and uses our data sync functionality. Now let's take a look at the server, what's happening there. Notice that we are using both CRUD API as well as file sync capabilities that is included in Power Apps as part of our mobile capabilities. And on the server, we have a standard web API project deployed, and this is what is published through the Power Apps management plane. And one of them is just a simple CRUD controller around brick requests that is backed by a SQL Azure database. But the other one is a storage controller. And this is leveraging an SDK that we provide for file sync. And it allows, it extends the break request controller, the card controller, and allows you to synchronize files that are attached to individual records, individual break request records. And you can see there's a standard web API routing being used. And this controller handles all the interactions with storage accounts, issuing SAS tokens. Developer doesn't need to do any of that. And this is available for your native apps on any platform. So we just saw how easy it is to consume an API published to Power Apps Management Experience from a native app, authenticating using Azure Active Directory, and leveraging all the backend capabilities that are already included in Power Apps as part of App Service, including data sync as well as file sync. Let's take a look at another example. While Power Apps we announced today, many of the capabilities are fairly mature and have been used by many customers. Here's one of them, Transport for London. They manage London Tube. They have millions of customers and thousands of employees. Transport for London built a native app, iOS app, for their employees using App Service that is included in Power Apps. And this app allows employees to authenticate using Azure Active Directory, allows to report any assets that are needing repairs on the stations. And because they're on the stations underground, connectivity may not be available. So it allows to take pictures, add notes, and then later on synchronize to the backend when connectivity is present. And the data is synchronized with a legacy ERP system using many of the connectors that we have included in Power Apps. Here is a simple architecture. And as you can see, many of these capabilities, all these capabilities are included in Power Apps. Today, you see where TFL uses App Service environments, use App Service mobile backend capabilities included in Power Apps, uses Azure Active Directory for authentication, push notifications, and both data and file sync. And because it's part of App Service environment, we can place the entire backend in a virtual private network and give access to our employees to legacy systems that are on TFL premises, including the legacy ERP system. You can build these apps today. Go to Power Apps, try it now, enjoy it. You have a plethora of enterprise templates, whether you like writing code or whether you just want to use Power Apps Studio to compose your apps. There is a plethora of documentation available. Take a look at powerapps.com, a documentation for Power Apps. Azure App Service included in Power Apps has a number of capabilities for mobile native apps. Take a look at the portal and take a look at our native enterprise app templates that we have published recently. Contact any of us in the Azure Platform team on Twitter. Happy coding.